Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're joined by two members of the Waco FFA to talk about the program as well as National FFA Week. What is your name, your grade level, and how long have you been a part of FFA at Waco?
Good morning, everyone. I am Haley Harbison. I'm a senior this year, and I have been involved in our FFA program and officer team for 2 years.
Hello, my name is Natalie West. I am also a senior, and I have been a part of the Waco FFA for 2 years.
So, both of you being pretty well established in the FFA, I'm curious what drew you to the program. Is this something where you've got agriculture in your family background, or was it just something that you plan on pursuing in the future? Where did that all start?
So the Waco FFA chapter started 2 years ago when Ethan Fetzer got involved here at Waco, but FFA and anything in the ag kind of came up just growing up. My whole family runs a livestock operation, so we have 200 head of cattle. Also, once I graduate from Waco in May, I'm planning on going to study ag science, and my long-time goal is to AI livestock.
I've always just grown up on a farm. I'm in 4-H. I show cattle, so I've always been around livestock my entire life and around farmers, and that's kind of what sparked my interest in this field. But also, my parents were involved in FFA, and they told me how exciting and how fun the activities were, so that's really what made me want to join this.
And has it lived up to the reputation that they laid out for you?
Oh, yes, totally.
That's great to hear.
I would definitely say that's for both of us. We've been very involved in the ag industry.
With this being FFA week, can you give me a rundown of some of the things going on at Waco this week to help celebrate the event?
Yeah, so on Monday, we have a group of us kids going to sub-districts at Central Lee. We have probably 15-plus kids going to be competing in sub-districts. And then for the rest of the week, we have dress-up days. Wednesday, we have a tractor day, where last year we had a good turnout. We had about 20-plus kids drive tractors to school, so that was great. We're doing a lot of fun activities. We like all the kids to get involved here at Waco, not just the FFA kids. We want everyone to feel like they're welcome here, and we're really excited for FFA week.
Can you take me through sub-districts? When you say that you're competing there, what are some of the things that take place at a competition like that?
Subdistricts is the first round of the competitions for FFA. We have some kids going for like public speaking, ag issues, conducting of meetings, extemp speaking, and if you advance, you go to districts, and if you advance again, you go to state. So it's pretty much just like a
working your way up,
a little stepping ladder.
So it's not necessarily like hands-on type of competitions. These are more public speaking and just testing
Correct. Your
general knowledge on ag-related issues?
Yes. Yep. A lot of them are individual for sub-districts. And then when you work your way on up, there's a group of us doing ag issues for districts, so we don't do sub-districts. So, I mean, some of the contests are kind of confusing. You can go straight to districts or straight to state instead of working up the level. But yes, a lot of them are definitely like group or individual competitions rather than hands-on.
From what it sounds like, there's a lot of very real applicable skills that you're getting from this program.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think a lot of people just think it's for like farm kids or ag kids, but literally anyone can be involved in ag. We have tons of kids that have never even stepped foot on a farm and are very involved in our FFA program. It can literally be for anyone, and that's what I love about FFA.
Outside of FFA week and outside of the school, are there any other ways that the community can show support for FFA?
Yes, so we actually have a land lab here a couple miles away from the school.
Yeah,
in the community, they help us get fertilizer and we get support from companies. We have a family that comes in and harvests and plants for us. At the end of the year, we always have an FFA banquet and our community supports us tremendously. They donate everything. Wayland is a very supportive community. Let's just put it that way.
I'm so glad we have started a chapter here at Waco because our community is just outrageous. They are so supporting, and we're very thankful for that.
What's next on the agenda for the FFA? Obviously, those competitions after sub-districts will continue, but are there any events planned through your specific chapter before the school year ends?
Yes. So March 4th is districts. We have a couple groups that are going to be competing there. We also have state convention that is held in Ames. That is April 18th through like the 21st or something like that. So there's 15 plus of us going there again this year. Here soon, I'm not exactly sure. Haley might know the date, but we're throwing a roller skating party to get the younger kids involved because we know how very important it is for that younger generation to get involved and just learn more about this program. And so we're going to do that for them. And then we'll throw our end of the year FFA banquet where all the kids involved in ag and get all your awards and the seniors will be recognized. And then we will recognize all of our sponsors throughout the last 2 years since we've started our FFA chapter. So yeah, we have a lot of things coming up. It's going to be great, and we're going to finish strong.
As we start to wrap up here, is there anything else that either of you would like to say about the program or FFA in general?
We just thank all of our people in our community for the support and all the endless times that Fetzer puts in with us kids. It's been great, and it's been a very long journey, but an also very fun journey. Being a senior, I'm so happy we have this program. It's taught me a lot of not only just the knowledgeable skills, but just life lessons and how things in this program will help me in the future. And it's just skills you really need to know. And I'm so glad to have been part of this program the 2 years I've been part of it.
That was Haley Harbison and Natalie West joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about National FFA Week. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.